Welcome to Fort Wayne Feedback, a public affairs presentation of Fun 101.7 WLDE. Opinions expressed on Fort Wayne Feedback do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Now, here's your host, Carrie Wellman.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Fort Wayne Feedback. I'm your host today, Carrie Wellman, and joining me in the studio today,
we have
Barb Richards, Marketing Director with the Embassy Theater, Kelly Updike, Executive Director of the Embassy. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Now, we've had you guys in before, but so much goes on at the Embassy on a month-to-month, year-to-year basis, and changes and new things and old favorites, and that's what we're here to talk about today. I don't know where to begin because we're coming into a very busy season for the Embassy Theater. Where do you start? What's coming up first?
We always start with September. Because our fiscal run September through August. So the season is just really
just kicking off.
Really getting underway. And we are full of exciting things for our 2015-2016 season. So I'm going to let Kelly tell you about one of our first offerings coming up called Black Violin.
Yeah, we're really excited about that because the Embassy is primarily a rental facility. So a lot of people don't know that, and that's fine. But this is a program that we bought thanks to our sponsor, Sweetwater. And so that's new for us, as well as the importance of doing it. We really felt that we brought this group in last year for our kids show.
I remember now. And I heard
the kids.
And the weather was so cold that they canceled school. And so we had two sold out shows. It was free to school children, but most of them couldn't come. And it was so popular in that teachers came by cars. They were texting and emailing students saying, you've got to see this show. And we ended up with hundreds of people at the shows. And we just knew that this was something great for Fort Wayne.
So we're bringing them back.
Yes.
But in not snowy weather.
No, literally.
Please know, it is October 15th that they will be coming.
Yes.
So the school performance is already full. Actually, they've gotten so much bigger and popular that they're not really doing school shows, but they agreed to that for us since we had the weather problem last February. But
I have to
tell you, Carrie, these guys are great. You should go look at a couple of their videos online. You can find them on our website. But because they play the violin and the viola, and they go from all of a sudden they're doing a classical song and they go into some sort of rock song. You don't even know it. And you're just like, they just bring you in, suck you in.
But they're relatable to people.
Absolutely.
You know, they're covering so many genres and so many ages. That's what's neat about them.
Yeah. When they were here last winter, Uptown Funk was a huge song.
That's right.
They were like, so last night we whipped something together and here it is. And it was Uptown Funk, their version.
And they just plopped it in there. And
they're very good artists.
They have a drummer and a DJ and then the two of them and that's it. So, and they are hugely relatable to the kids. And they love that part of it. They really do. But there's a video that they have out right now that where their song is put up against some of the video from the racial issues that we've been having is really powerful. So you can take a look. Their website is blackviolin.net.
I want to take a second here since we've talked about it. A lot of people obviously know the Embassy for the shows and the concerts and, you know, the Christmas events, holiday events. But I wonder how many people, unless you have kids in the system, know how many educational programs that you guys have. It's amazing. And how really integrated you are with the school systems and the community educationally.
Oh, you're so nice to say that.
That's
we have been
huge.
Working on that for a long time and are really proud of it. We've really grown it. It's gone from one free kids show performance to now this year we'll have three because we'll have the Lightwire Theater later in the winter. And then we've added the Black Violin on the morning of October 15th. And then we have field trips. And now we have two kinds of field trips about entertainment as well as how the Embassy was saved. And we have a summer program
for
middle school kids.
That one's huge. I think that was very cool.
Thank you for that. And we're real proud of that. And that it touches all kids and from all backgrounds. And it's a very cool program where they create their own musical from scratch, soup to nuts is how I describe it. And it's just fabulous. It's so powerful for them. It changes their lives.
And what an opportunity. I say this a lot on this program. I wish they had that when I was in school.
It would have changed our careers, Carrie Wellman. Carrie, you and I would have been in New York doing Broadway if we would have had the Embassy back then with the score
program.
We'd
have been struggling
actors. I think about that when I see those kids because, you know, quite honestly, that was you and I when we were in middle school, although we looked a whole lot geekier.
I doubt that.
Little pink glasses and pointies. But when I watch those kids grow from day one mm-hmm. through those 3 weeks to what they end up. And then the last day of the show, oh my gosh, Gary, just rips out your heart because they're all sobbing. I never get to see you again. It's the best summer of my life.
And the bonds. Oh, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Several of the kids have been coming back every year. One of the gals that's been through it all 3 years came back to just kind of help out with the other kids.
That's a great endorsement right there, the people who come back and want to still be a part of it.
Yes. Right. And, and you know, having work at the embassy now, I give us kudos for really trying to keep things very affordable and scholarships available. Scholarships are available for SCORE. We work with the schools. The study trips are $3. One of the ticket prices for Black Violin is $19. So that's hugely low for this.
Hugely affordable.
And so we really consciously try to keep that in mind with everything that we're doing, especially when it involves the school kids.
You know, okay, so I want to get back to some of the things happening at the embassy, but I just have a question. My curiosity has got the better of me. How do you decide? How do you look at a schedule and say, okay, we've got an educational thing here. Okay, now, okay, we need to bring in a singer. Now we've got the Broadway shows, but now we've got another, you know, how do you decide in a year who does what and how much of what you put on your schedule?
Well, first of all, they don't let me do that. So that's just important to know. So yeah, we have an awesome staff. Jared Domovic is our programming director, and it's really a team effort though too, but he's in charge of leading the group, and he looks at the whole year. And we set budget goals, you know, we have to stay alive and well and all of that. But it's also really important that we remain as diverse as possible. So it's really nice to hear you say that you're noticing that, because that's really important. I mean, we love the sold out Steely Dan shows.
Yeah.
Of course we do. Mm-hmm. And we love bringing those, you know, those are available, you know, to our region. But we also know that we need to do very affordable things and bring in kids and do all kinds of things that will reach the whole community.
Families.
We really have that as our mission and goal, is to open up the embassy to everyone. We want it to be from birth to death, that you have been at least once in the embassy and you know about us.
I don't know how people couldn't know.
Yeah. And, you know, and Jared is just really keyed into the touring acts that are going on. He'll come to me and go, this, and I go, I have no idea what you're talking about. Really? He pulls these numbers. We pull star to see who's all out there in touring or coming through our area. And we really work hard at, you know, making sure that they put Fort Wayne on their radar.
We have really good relationships with a lot of different promoters in all sizes, from the one person shop to the Live Nations and AEGs of the world. And we're also branching out a little bit into, you know, buying some things ourselves and growing it that way, and co-producing. Which are fairly new things for us.
That's cool.
We haven't done that in a while, but it's a competitive world out there.
Yeah.
And so we need to stay on top of things. But a lot of data. Jared does a lot of anecdotal things, but as well as looking through all the industry data and staying on top of things.
Do you find what's happening downtown helpful? Have you noticed a difference in the surge in popularity of all things downtown helping? And do you anticipate that that's just going to help everybody down here?
Yes, I think, for the longest time, the embassy was downtown. That was
it. Right.
And we're very proud of that,
we hung in there through all those years.
And we were able to keep downtown in people's minds. And so to be physically connected to the Harrison Square Project a few years ago with the Sky Bridge to the hotel was really key. And that was a touch point for us to grow into the construction that we're doing now. And those, you know, former hotel floors sat empty for 40 years.
Yeah.
And were dark. And so to have the third floor come alive as a pedestrian walkway really spurred on the organization to say, oh, we can't sit here dark, while downtown is now revitalizing around us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think one of our goals as we open up the new spaces in spring of 2016 is to look at more opportunities where the embassy becomes an active part of daily nightlife or daily downtown life, to where there's things going on. You know, we do really good at, and we're very busy all the time on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, but there's other days of the week too. And we feel that we can bring some entertainment options to downtown Fort Wayne on a regular
basis. That's a very good point.
We're really excited about the ballroom, the two-story high ballroom with a rooftop patio. And then one of the things we're looking at for this summer is how many days of the week during the weeknight we can be open and have entertainment up there and have just pull people in, because people just love to be outside in this town. And so, you know, they're excited to be eight stories up. And so we really want to plug into that. And we've seen so many people just walking by, and downtown really, really is growing and being different.
Well,
and they'll stop in and buy a ticket just because they were walking by or they were at a conference across the street and they're spending the night and they're looking for something else to do. And that's different. We're becoming much more urban.
I was just thinking that the more we become more urban-like or so much more cosmopolitan or metropolitan, mm-hmm. more and more people enjoy just being out and about downtown.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a really great thought. You know what? Since we're kind of talking about that,
sure.
What are your plans for getting everything open and running and for 2016? Spring of 2016.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's exciting.
We are halfway through construction, mm-hmm. and so they're everywhere. And so on some days, I'm a really crabby person.
Mm-hmm. I can vouch
most
for that.
Most days, yes. Yes.
I thought you were going to say, no, you're not.
It's a bad day when you walk down the hall and the staff sort of lean away as you walk by. So it's like, so I promise to not wear my crabby pants as much because it is absolutely fabulous to walk in the spaces and see them take shape.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will be done. We have some things happening along the way. We have new bars in the theater lobby and those will be open at the end of November. The second floor lounge, which is where Santa Land will be this year, mm-hmm. will be open in time for Festival of Trees, of course.
Great.
We've already moved to our offices on the fourth floor.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll have new dressing rooms that will open in mid-October, so only a few weeks from now, that will add uh-huh. some dressing room space for us because we've got The Illusionists, their first Broadway show coming October 11th.
Correct.
And that's 12 trucks of stuff.
Yeah.
That's
we big. Barely got in eight semi-loads with Jersey Boys, so we're not sure where the 12 is going, but we'll figure it out. Lots of equipment with magicians.
Yes. I would imagine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a really great tech show. And so, the new dressing rooms have to be done to be able to accommodate.
Oh,
them.
Yeah.
And then the ballroom will be done. We'll be doing a series of grand openings and things in March.
Okay.
2016, which is not that far away.
Not at all. That'll come up very quickly.
And those grand openings and free tours will, include mm-hmm. the public. So everybody will be invited into the building to kind of see the different spaces. And a year ago, when we would bring through some of these Broadway shows or like Jersey Boys, I was thinking about the Brass Band Association yes. when they brought through their very successful shows last year. We were talking about the new spaces and they're all looking forward to like the Brass Band Association's coming back this year because they needed more spaces mm-hmm. and we're going to have those spaces now. Convention Center, Grand Wayne Center, and Visit Fort Wayne have been over touring the new spaces with people who are looking 2 and 3 years down the road to book a convention because now the embassy, how when you go to a convention, but sometimes you might want to go and do something, off-site.
Sure, absolutely.
And we're right there across mm-hmm. the street. So we have a lot of people looking at our fifth floor, which is educational classrooms and rehearsal space for, to add just convention space
neat.
For Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the ballroom will seat 300-ish, two-story high. So
that'll be rented. Yes. I mean, that'll be every...
Yeah.
It's going very well. It's mm-hmm. currently being rented. We started mm-hmm. last year because brides and special yep. event people rent a year out. And so we already started renting it as of April. And I believe my executive director is planning her own very special
yes.
event there the beginning of May.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody.
My daughter's getting married and they wanted to get married at the embassy.
That's so neat.
It's very uh-huh. cool to go and watch the construction happening and see the staircase take place and and as they build all that out and think about Megan standing there on
yes.
the staircase.
You're gonna cry.
I am. So I have to get through that so I won't do that the day of, but it'll be a really awesome thing. I
That's
think
very cool.
Really nearly every weekend this spring and summer are already taken.
Okay. So, wow. Yeah. So all right. Well,
for the ballroom.
I was gonna say
for the ballroom.
For brides to be and other activities, get your calendars out quickly.
Sure, and don't forget, we'll continue to rent the theater lobby mm-hmm. like we always have done so in the past.
That's
so that's available. So technically, we could have a show going on in the theater. And then have a wedding going on upstairs in the ballroom and have another event going on here. So
that's very cool.
Consequently, we are expanding our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we just posted several job openings on our website at fwembassytheater.org. Click on job opportunities.
Great, even bring in jobs.
Yeah,
awesome.
We have a huge economic impact. And mm-hmm. that was one of the things we looked at and had a formal study done by Community Resource Institute here in Fort Wayne because... we bring nearly $4 million just from our stage shows each year into mm-hmm. into the downtown economy. And so
that's
to be
big.
Happy
yeah.
and thriving and also give back, that's mm-hmm. we're really excited to be part of what's going on in this region.
Let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, we want to talk about some more of the upcoming events and shows at the Embassy Theater. We'll do that next on Fort Wayne Feedback. Welcome back to the second half of Fort Wayne Feedback, and we're talking today with Barb Richards and Kelly Updike with the Embassy.
Hello.
And hello. We mentioned a black violin early in the program, and we want to talk about some of the other things happening with the Embassy as we move into fall and winter. Fright Night?
Yep, Fright Night at the Embassy. It's coming up October 17th. Always a big day for us, and we always enjoy being a part of that event downtown. It's grown and grown and grown.
Embassy was
there from the very beginning, and this year we've got three features. 3:30 in the afternoon, we're going to do Scooby-Doo meets Batman.
Yay, I love Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo's fun. $3 admission for everybody, general admission, and it'll end before the zombie parade.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm. And then at 6:30, after the zombie parade, we have Beetlejuice.
Love that.
I love Beetlejuice. And in the lobby, we have our special take art company, Beetlejuice Family, to be posing for pictures. So I'm looking forward to that.
Sort of scares me.
Yeah, sort of scares you. And then that'll end before a couple of the other events start downtown. We try to, you know, cooperate with everybody. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to show The Shining.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we are busily constructing. We've taken one of the old Indiana hotel room doors. We're putting a few little hatchet marks on that. We're going to have a Shining photo booth. So you can be scared by Jack
that
Nicholson's
is awesome.
Character.
That
so,
is
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
I got to write that down.
But, you know, some of that wood is beautiful
so cool.
And some of those doors.
It's a beautiful, heavy wood door, but okay.
That's what we're going to do. The other movie, so Beetlejuice and The Shining, $8 for the adults, $3 for kids. Up to you if you want to bring your kids to The Shining. I don't have to go through their nightmares. That's totally up for you. Our concessions will be open. It's just a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, you know, the Arch Haunted Bus Tours and Walking Tours I take out of our Indiana lobby there, Indiana Hotel lobby.
That's the starting point for them. So people are inside and out of the weather. A long time ago, they used to have a card table at Sweeney Park. And I said,
wow,
how does that work for you? And they said, not well. And I said, hey, we got a location for you. So it's nice to be partners and colleagues and allow patrons to be out of the weather.
And it's just the ambiance of the whole night that's fun. You know, you go down, you watch that Shining with a whole bunch of people who are just revved up for Halloween. And
we heard from a lot of young adults that said everything stopped like at 9 o'clock and they wanted something to do late that night. So that's when we started last year. We had a late night movie also, and it worked out really, really well.
And lots of photo opportunities, which I think people like to be able
in this day and age,
to be embedded into what's going on and tell people about it.
Absolutely.
With pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Which kind of leads us into our next event, which is the Festival of Trees, because we've added a new evening this year, and it's all about photos. So Festival of Trees is the Embassy's largest fundraiser, 31st year this year.
Wow.
I know.
Where does the time go?
It's our theme this year is Warm Winter Wishes.
We very
quickly decided not to do Let It Snow.
Thank you.
We figured we could be boycotted, so we went the opposite way. So it kicks off, of course, with Night of Lights, November 25th in downtown Fort Wayne, and at 6 o'clock is always an exciting time, and goes through up until December 2nd. So we have Breakfast with Santa. Last year we added a Breakfast with Santa due to the popularity, so we'll have 3 days for that, Friday morning, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning. Tickets are $15. They go on sale November 2nd, and does sell out pretty quick.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
so.
Sponsored by McDonald's and Three Rivers Federal Credit Union. McDonald's brings in Ronald McDonald for a magic show. Santa does a sing-along. Mrs. Claus reads a storybook. It's a very magical time.
I was going to say, it doesn't get better than the Clauses and Ronald McDonald.
Right. And it's on stage, which is a very, very nice setting.
Yeah, and then we kind of parade them through the Festival of Trees. And your ticket includes your Festival of Trees admission, and you get in early each one of those days when you come to the breakfast. So it's always nice. Then one of the new things we added was a family photo night. We get lots of requests. As Kelly said, people come in all the time. We encourage them to take pictures in our lobby. You know, you can't always take pictures inside the shows, of course. But for Festival of Trees, we love people to take pictures. It shows the Embassy at its best. You know, it's just breathtaking.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Just breathtaking. I do remember when I started and I saw the whole fourth floor of the Indiana Hotel was nothing but Festival of Trees decorations. And I went to Kelly and I said, do I have to use all of those decorations? Do I have to decorate? But we have a team that helps and makes them solid.
That's when lights start as soon as we can do it, actually. So right after Halloween. So.
Yeah, we sure do. We start decorating right after Halloween. So, but anyway, so we added a family photo night, and it'll be on Monday, November 30th from 5 to 9 in the evening. We're going to limit the number of tickets we sell to 100 families, and there'll be $50 for a ticket. That's for whoever you want to bring in for your family.
That's nice.
Two of you. It can be one of you. It can be two of you. It can be 15 of you. But there'll be plenty of room by limiting it so that you can stop. You can pose your family around the tree. You can stop on the grand staircase without worried about the traffic patterns and stopping a big crowd. And you can have the whole evening to take as many pictures as you want.
That's really neat. And then you can use those for Christmas pictures for your family the next year and the next year.
Well, you know, and it's come. I mean, it's December 2nd, so there's plenty of time with today's printing to be able to go out. I'm sorry, it's November 30th, actually, to be able to go out and get those pictures done for your Christmas card for this year. So we'll see. It was just kind of just out of requests, you know. So I get the point to be made there is that we do listen to what our patrons have to say. And oftentimes, you know, they'll come to us and suggest some shows. I think one of the black and white films we're doing was a patron suggestion. And we're bringing that black and white film in next year. So we do listen to you guys.
You
we do listen to you guys. Of course, we have our senior day. We have our Tots and Trees Day. everything's listed on the website. Mm-hmm. Of course, the animated holiday windows. It's a big event.
I think the windows is such a great touch, you know, because Fort Wayne back in the day, that was what it was all about.
Yes.
All about. And the fact that they're there and they're, you know, it's just, I love that. That's one of my favorite
Our designer things. This year is Stan Sheets, and he did the windows for Ayers. I don't know if he was doing them for Wolf and Dessert, but after Wolf and Dessert sold the Ayers, he did the windows.
L.S. Ayers. Uh-huh. Haven't heard that name in forever.
I know, right? Shopped
love
at all of them, including Wolf and Dessert. So.
Yes.
So we're excited to see what he does with the windows this year.
Something to look forward to, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens then, you know, after the holidays are done, then, I mean, I know you have shows.
Nothing.
All
we're not busy at all.
Everybody takes vacation. And
A bit of a slope down, but not really. It seems to be constant. So after the first of the year, the one event that we do at the Philharmonic is the Young People's Concert. That's a co-pro between us. And again, you talk about bringing the kids in. It's fifth graders. You remember.
Yes. I was
a
my
fifth grader
first,
going.
I mean, so many people, that's their first experience with the Philharmonic and the Embassy.
Right.
So yeah, we are very honored to partner with them to bring that and to keep that tradition going because it's been, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago it was that I was a fifth grader, but that was for many, many kids, their first opportunity to sit in a theater seat to actually see a concert and have it be relevant to them because it's usually great fun music. So, and it's teacher backed up and all of that. So it's a good time.
Sounds like it.
2 weeks later, we bring in Lightwire Theater. They'll be doing a story called Moon Mouse. They use illuminated costumes, puppet costumes, and they're on stage. It's very interesting for the kids. Again, these will be two school shows that we'll bring the kids in for. And they tell the story about Moon Mouse, and then at the very end, they'll reveal their costumes and how all of that works, too. So it uses a luminescent wire through it all. So it's very interesting, scientific, and also really holds the kids' attention,
very
too.
Nice.
And then after that, we roll right into our 10th anniversary of Down the Line.
Yeah. And 10, that's a good one.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We are revisiting all of the bands who performed across the 10 years, making sure the ones are still together, and if they're interested and performing again so we can bring back some of the best of the best.
Oh, that's good. Do they contact you guys or has everything already been worked out?
We're currently working it out. So certainly if there is a local band that would like to be participate, they can contact Jared Domovic at the Embassy, 424-5665. Ask for Jared. Down the Line is February 26th and 27th. We went to a two-day music fest kind of festival last year and it worked out really well. And looks like it'll be that same format we're using again. So you come Friday night, come back again Saturday night, and it was great last year. It was really one of
the bands
best.
Are excellent. They're different each night, so that was a question we got a lot. It said, "Are you repeating bands?" No, there's a plenty of talent in
this area.
And it's such a, it's just amazes me. We go to other concerts around town. We have time. And to hear the local band say, I mean, that's part of their resume now. We played at the Embassy at Down the Line. It's just the coolest thing.
It's very cool that the bands are excited about it as we are,
they,
you know.
They love performing on that stage and they take it so seriously because they're covering somebody that meant something to them as they grew as a band. And they have to learn often a whole new set of material. So it's a strong commitment on their part. They really, really put their heart, their soul, and their talent into making it a really great night for patrons.
And we're grateful because, you know, it is an Embassy Theater fundraiser. So it's wonderful to have them so involved and so passionate about the project.
And I know you guys have got some amazing fundraisers, and that theater is amazing. Something you had said, Barb, about when it's decorated for Festival of Trees and how gorgeous it is. But, you know, in the auditorium itself, it's just so ornate and it's special. I'm just kind of curious what kind of feedback you guys get from the performers and the shows and the artists who come through and what they have to say about
they just love it.
Because
they can see the beauty of it from the stage, which isn't always that way in other historic theaters. So they could, it's, you know, it is the best view of the house, and it's a large house. So we seat almost 2,500, but it looks so intimate from stage. So they love performing there, and you know, the sight lines are great for the patrons. You know, it is an in-the-round experience. One of my favorite stories is the first time Jerry Seinfeld came on stage. He came right off of his car or bus and went on stage and, you know, comes out with his, you know, puts his hands on his hips the way he does and says to people, "This is like the prettiest theater I've seen in a long time." And they all laugh because it's Jerry Seinfeld. He goes, "Seriously, people, you've got a true gem here." And they often will comment from stage about how pretty it is.
Diana Krall recently was in the beginning of August, and she walked down on the stage and mentioned how beautiful the theater was. And afterwards, when I was talking to her, she was talking about that she loves to play in these historical theaters. Kelly is on the board of the League of Historic American Theaters. It's an organization across the United States that's put these theaters together. And we got to go to a convention over the summertime. And it was really amazing to me that a bunch of theaters were all built in that vaudeville era in that 1920s. And they all pretty much are about 2,500 to 3,000 seats. And we all have the same challenges, the same gifts to the community all across the United States. It was really interesting to see all of that. But some artists love to play historical theaters for the acoustics, the ambiance, what it means to the community. It's very cool.
They do seem to feed off of it, which is really cool. Ben Folds is one of those artists.
Vince Gill.
They just love doing those kinds of things. And it makes it is a multi-sensory experience for everyone, I think. So, and I'm a big REO Speedwagon fan, which, you know, so I will admit to that. And they've been a few times to the embassy, and I still remember. I was like, "Oh, they're touching me," but they're actually pumping my hand, going, "What a beautiful theater! You know, congratulations, keep it going." And I'm like, "They're touching me!" I almost didn't remember what they were saying. So,
you did.
We love to watch it when people walk into the theater, like be a tourist day where we just take the tour.
Yeah.
So you can tell the people who've been here before, and you can tell the people who've never walked in, because they walk into that theater lobby and their eyes just go all the way up, and they just stand there and they take it all in. And I see the kids do that when they come in. They'll walk in and they've never been in anything like that before in their lives. And what a great gift, you know, our forefathers gave us by building that.
Well, and then that all of you and people in, you know, the recent past have been doing to keep it going and to preserve its beauty and to preserve its legacy.
It does take all
in
of
Fort
us.
Wayne. Yeah.
But we, at one of the Philharmonic concerts, so at the, you know, with the young people's concerts, a little kid came in and looked up and said, "I think I'm in heaven."
Oh,
that's my favorite.
Oh, gotta love that kid. We're running out of time.
I know.
I wish the show could be an hour. Okay. Well,
just a quick mention about Broadway. We start with The Illusionist October 11th, Ragtime, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, show. Okay.
Yep.
That seems to be being very popular. Don't wait to get your tickets. 42nd Street in February. April is Annie on a Friday night. We get to, Carrie, you'll love this. We get to take care of a dog.
For the Sandy.
Yeah. Sandy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
And then Bullets Over Broadway,
that's
the Woody
a fun
Allen
show.
Music. Very
fun,
funny.
Fun show.
So Broadway single tickets are available. We always tell people don't wait on that. We always have gift certificates available too.
Oh, good Christmas
box
presents.
Box office is open Monday through Friday. And you can always pull off there right in front, hop out of your car, and come on in. We'll be happy to service you.
And what's your web address one more time so that people can get more info?
It's fwembassytheater.org.
Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Love this show.
Thank
Kelly
you.
Updike, Barb Richards with the Embassy Theater here in Fort Wayne. And I'm Carrie Wellman, thanking you for joining us today on Fort Wayne Feedback.
You've been listening to Fort Wayne Feedback, a public affairs presentation of Fun 101.7 WLDE with your host, Carrie Wellman. Fort Wayne Feedback can also be found online at fun1017.com. To find out more about this week's program, email Carrie Wellman at carriebud@fun1017.com. Opinions expressed on Fort Wayne Feedback do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Sarkis Tarzine Incorporated. Thank you for listening to Fort Wayne Feedback on Fun 101.7 WLDE Fort Wayne.